Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, agriculture groups are evaluating the Department of Labor's H-2A proposal announced earlier this week. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall welcomed the proposal, thanking the Trump administration for recognizing the need to reform the program. However, noting that the rule is lengthy, Duvall said AFBF will be evaluating it closely for its potential to assist growers with their labor needs. A comment period on the nearly 500-page proposal will close in September. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue commented on the proposal from California.
We've been working with the Department of Labor for over a year now and trying to help the H-2A program become more workable. Actually, it's been very onerous, very inflexible, and very difficult for these growers to comply with all the rules and regulations. You had to tell them exactly what day a worker was going to be needed. Fruit may be ready 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late, and you're left with people either not having work to do or hanging around waiting for something to happen.
The proposal comes as Republican Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas recently introduced legislation to make similar changes to the program, along with moving authority of H-2A to the Department of Agriculture. Well, we finally get some warm, dry weather. Here's Brad Rippey, the USDA meteorologist, with our forecast for the last week of July from the National Weather Service.
From July 23rd through the 29th, we are going to see a fairly good push of cooler, drier air coming from much of the Midwest as we move into late July. A lot of the rest of the country, though, is still going to stay summery with heat certainly near or above normal temperatures expected throughout the western half of the country and across the deep south. Along with that, pretty widespread showers, except in the Midwest. So we are expecting near or above normal precipitation in many of those same warm areas, which include the West, the High Plains, and the Deep South.
And finally, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on Tuesday announced more than $9 million in USDA farm-to-school program grants will be awarded in 2019. This year marks an all-time high of funding and projects for the program, with grants supporting 126 selected projects across 42 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. A private analysis of farmland predicts U.S. planted acres of corn totaled 79.6 million acres this year, 89% of the historical norm. AgMarket.net also projects the national average yield could reach 156 bushels per acre following an aerial photography survey. An effort measured more than 157,000 acres across five states. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.